Hi, this is Ed Brock, Associate Editor with American City and County Magazine, and I am talking with Madison, Wisconsin Police Captain Tom Snyder, who is on the that town's SET team, special event team, about crowd control. Captain Snyder, how are you doing today?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good. Well, the first question I wanted to ask you about was, of course, in Madison in February, there were several protests being held in regards to that proposed legislation on collective bargaining, as everybody is aware of now. I know that Madison, what I understand, handles a lot of crowds on a regular basis for other events, but how were those protests in terms of your regular routine? Did you learn anything from them? Were they especially challenging for the city?
Well, I would say they weren't exceptionally challenging. It got to be a lot of long days, a lot of officers pulled out of their normal assignments and designated for these events. So it took a lot of resources, it took a lot of time and some planning, but we were very fortunate in the type of crowd that we had did not pose a specific problem outside the Capitol building, which was our primary focus, was outside of the Capitol building itself and on the city property proper.
And have you had any of the Occupy protests, like Occupy Wall Street, have had anything that's occurred in Madison?
We have, and to our surprise, we haven't seen as much of it as we would expected to see. Madison is a pretty liberal city, very engaged in current politics, very educated town. So we haven't seen the numbers that we expected and what obviously has occurred in other cities. We have had small groups of Occupy Wall Street events. It started at a city park, it moved to the downtown area, and now we have a group that's adjacent to the Capitol building in the downtown part of our city. But again, they've been cooperative in working with the police, and one of the things that some of the protesters had told us is that they really appreciate the Madison Police Department, the approach that we have to the crowds, and we have done our best to try to work with them and make it amenable to all parties involved.
Right. And in light of what happened over the weekend, apparently, in Oakland, I'm afraid, right, where they had to tear gas into the crowd, like you said, they've been cooperative and things have been going pretty well there. At what point do you think it becomes necessary when handling this sort of a large protest to use that kind of force that was seen in California?
Well, and again, I don't know all the specifics, and I wasn't there to comment on that situation, but probably the most important thing that we try to get across to our officers, to our command staff, is to maintain an open dialogue with the citizens. Try to find out, obviously we're trying to find out what their intent is, what is their ultimate goal, is there a way we can facilitate that so that it's the least disruptive on all parties involved, because in most of these cases, we have good people with good intentions. They believe in what they're doing. We're trying to assist that and make it happen. Obviously, we've been lucky. We haven't had aggressive type crowds in recent years. There's a whole different response to deal with that. The type of crowds we've had, they've been cohesive crowds, but they really haven't had a whole lot of leadership. Mm-hmm. And it's been more of a crowd management situation versus a crowd control situation. Now, certainly that can always change depending on what our strategies or our objectives are. If we decide to move a group out of a city park, we're going to go from the crowd management to a crowd control situation fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm. And what's involved with crowd control as opposed to crowd management?
Well, crowd control, we're restricting the movement of the crowd. We're putting regulations on the movement of the crowd. It's much more hands-on, more physical, where we're directing the crowd to go and what we ask them to do.
What's the difference between handling a large crowd that's just going to a scheduled sports event or this weekend, Halloween, Freak Fest, something like that, that's kind of planned, and handling a protest that I suppose might be improvised or unexpected?
Sure. You know, a cohesive crowd was something that you mentioned, one with a specific person, whether it's a sports event or a parade or something like that. Really, when there's no leadership, it makes a big difference for us. We find in Madison, a big college town, the role of alcohol plays a significant factor in the situations we're dealing with, but for the most part, our response is to monitor, to interact with the crowd, engage with the crowd. That's very big here, is we're always trying to engage with the crowd, facilitating pedestrian movements and vehicle movements, and just kind of monitoring for any kind of problems that might develop.
And given the current state of the economy, which is still sluggish and may continue to be for another year or two at least, do you think, are you planning for the possibility of more similar protests, both of the occupied nature or just something else that is kind of, are people getting more, a little bit angrier, are they getting more willing to protest?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I don't expect it to end anytime soon. I only hope that we can maintain the type of relationship we've had with our citizens here in Madison, as this continues, but I think you're absolutely right. We're going to see more of this, is my expectation. We obviously have a presidential election coming up. My unit is pretty involved with presidential visits. I'm certain that we will have protesting guests that come to our town to give speeches as a part of that in the near future. But certainly, we all know that the economy is had issues, and I don't think anyone expected to change overnight.
Right. Okay, well, that, I think, takes care of us for today. I appreciate you talking to us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right.